A few weeks back, the market was looking at an ECB decision today that would deliver the starting signal for policy normalization. But all of that has changed in such a short time, and the reason it's changed is the war between Russia and the Ukraine. And so, with the central bank unable to properly assess impact to Eurozone growth from the war, and with energy prices and inflation rocketing higher, the ECB is in an extremely difficult spot, and one that will likely have it wanting to wait and see more before making any fresh decisions around policy, especially policy normalization. So on net, we will be looking for the ECB to come out with a balanced communication addressing the need for policy normalization on the one hand, but also keeping with the line of maximum flexibility. All being well, nothing really needs to change going forward. The central bank will still be able to end asset purchases in the third quarter, and interest rates can still move higher at some point before the year is out. So no point in rocking the boat in any way at today's meeting. Just keep with status quo and wait and see how things unfold with respect to the war. Technically speaking, overall pressure in euro-dollar remains on the downside despite the recovery into Thursday. With that said, rallies are expected to continue to be well capped, with only a break all the way back above 115 to force a bullish shift in the structure. That's all for now.